But first to a couple of developments in our region. Shortly, why Vietnamese people are starting to get on boats again, trying to come to our shores after many years away. And to Cambodia, to start, where there's an election tomorrow, which has become quite exciting, though nothing to do with any suggestion of a hung parliament or even something close to that. But it's been a big week, with the return to the country from self-imposed exile of the opposition leader Sam Rainsy of the Cambodian National Rescue Party. It's assumed, of course, that Hun Sen will continue his 28-year-long reign as Prime Minister as leader of the Cambodian People's Party, the CPP, amidst reported irregularities over the government's voter list and the very tight control of news and information by government-dominated media. Silas Everett is the country representative for Cambodia with the Asia Foundation, and he joins me now from Phnom Penh via Skype. Good morning.
Good morning.
Human Rights Watch says this is far from being a free and fair election. Would you agree with that?
I think there's a number of indications that there are significant claims about the voter registration list, as in your introduction, that suggest that there needs to be a great deal more scrutiny and investigation, in particular the voter registration list, and a further discussion with the National Election Commission about some of the irregularities.
And what are you looking for? Because you've written quite interestingly on how one has to have a sort of big view of this election, because the country is making such extraordinary progress in those terms of how we measure it. So what are you looking for that you like and don't like in this election?
Well, I think that the CPP's legitimacy can be directly linked to the declining poverty rate in the country. Cambodia has experienced rapid economic development. On the Human Development Index in the lower Mekong region, Cambodia only stands behind Myanmar in terms of the rate of improvement. What this means is for the average household that not only have incomes decreased, but overall roads, schools, pagodas have been built in their communities. So there's been a substantial change in the lives of average Cambodians, and I think the CPP's legitimacy can be directly linked to that. However, on the other side, we have seen in public opinion polling where there 80% of Cambodians might feel that the country is headed in the right direction. Another 20% is very concerned about corruption. And related to that are civil society's concerns about human rights abuse in the country. So when looking at the big picture, for me, it's important to look at the steps that have gotten us positive results so far, and looking at how reform can take place within the country moving ahead.
Yeah. I mean, there's big discrepancies in the government's voter list, for instance. What does that suggest to you about the election that we're going to be witnessing this weekend?
One of the interesting things to note in this particular election, and you'd mentioned the return of Sam Rainsy, has been a re-energization of the opposition party. I don't think anybody could expect the level of enthusiasm that we've seen here, particularly in Phnom Penh. The other day I was out walking, and a parade that lasted about 15 minutes long of mopeds, over probably 5,000-10,000 mopeds going by. These are youth, 2-3 stacked on a moped, and they're paying for their own petrol. They're paying, obviously, for their own time of being out there, but there's a sense of engagement there, and that is directly related to, in my opinion, to the changing demographics in the country. The between 18 and 30 represent roughly 30% of the electorate as a post-war baby boomers. They're likely to continue to demand better access to jobs, improved services, particularly in urban Cambodia. And to me, that's it's an exciting thing to witness here.
Yes, having travelled there and seeing that there's virtually no older people, certainly no older men, some older women, it's quite striking. I mean, there's a great quote of many that I have seen from a young woman, Chim Vitadani, who's 25, who said she planned to vote for the party that will change and develop our country. It was hard for people who lived during the Khmer Rouge era, but we should forget it. We need to develop our country, not live with bad feelings and negative emotions. I found that again and again and again. So that puts quite a set of demands on the politicians of a country like that, doesn't it?
I think it does. And I think in order, you know, really to share that burden, it's very difficult for the central government alone to carry that. And as Cambodia develops and is a priority of the government, decentralization is going to be key. And that really is about giving a higher portion of the budget to local authorities. And there's a great deal of change happening in that particular area these days, where there's greater interaction between citizens, placing more demands, but also participating more, particularly at the commune and village levels. And should that continue, I think it's going to be a win-win situation.
In fact, that whole decentralization out into the countryside has particularly led, as I understand it, to the building of roads, which has been immensely appreciated. And of course, the international community is in there big time. It's extraordinary to see. Would both groups, both the existing regime and the opposition, continue to buy into that?
Absolutely. People take direct benefit from those. Cambodia is largely an agricultural society. Farmers need access to markets, and roads are critical for that. However, beyond that, there is a range of areas such as in education and in health, in particular, where the line agencies have yet to fully devolve or decentralize to the point where citizen participation can make a difference, not just at the clinic or in the school, but at the national level, leading to greater reform in those areas.
Silas, finally, I wonder what you think will happen then. Hun Sen will still be there on Monday when we wake up.
I think most people are expecting that there will still be a landslide in our terms, in Western perspective. However, I think in Cambodia, even if the CNRP or the opposition is to win more seats, among some circles, that will be felt like progress has been made.
Well, Silas Everett, thank you very much indeed for that overview. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your time.
Silas Everett, the country representative for Cambodia with the Asia Foundation. And for the latest and results in the Cambodian election tomorrow, don't forget to tune to ABC News and online.